Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
A very busy midweek Wednesday always involves county government, and it's our great friend, County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine, even though I was up until midnight with the city last night, listening to all of the comments that were coming in from people supporting the police department. Didn't want to miss any of that.
Well, you had the police department and the fire department last night, so things got started around 6 o'clock and ran all the way to midnight, huh?
Well, I would say it was like after 11:30 by the time finally thought, okay, I think I better try to get some shut-eye. I knew I had a big day today. So.
And you do have a big day. And just like the city, the county is looking at budgetary numbers as well. What is your calendar? We know the city is going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week. When does the county dig in and dig their heels in?
Well, now that we just got some numbers, just this afternoon, just not long ago, with the county budget numbers, but it also included the Monroe Fire Protection District numbers. Now, we'd already started getting some of those numbers a few days ago, a couple of weeks ago or something, and since this is going to be a much different budget than we've ever looked at for the fire district, because remember, it is growing. It's not just Perry and Clear Creek now. It's so many of the other areas, and so as they join in with the district, of course, the district's budget is going to go up. Then that means the other budgets will go down, because if you were paying taxes for fire protection in Van Buren Township, it now will be paid into the fire district.
So you're moving it. You're not being double dipped. You're moving it from one out of one pile and into another.
Right. The problem with that, of course, is that it means that for the money to actually go into this pot to be able to be spent, really won't hit there until the first part of it in June of next year, because what you get in December, the other taxing districts that were getting the money in December for that December settlement, generally is the money that then takes you through until June. Well, that money's not actually going to come to the fire district. It really will stay in the other taxing units. Now, I know for certain, because I've been told by the Van Buren Township trustee, that as soon as she takes out any expenses to finish up, you know, she's doing, not she, but the whole township, working on that new fire station. So there may be some, you know, lingering bills there that would have to be paid. But then she plans to turn over that money over to the fire district, because otherwise it would be like having to tax somebody twice for the same thing.
Yeah, you don't
want to
do that.
No. And so now we'll find out if everybody else will do that. I think there's going to be a group of people, some people, to go talk to Bloomington Township and say, you know, we really need you to do this, you know, and turn this over to the fire district, because otherwise there's going to be places where they may have to borrow money just to make their budget. And to let you know just how serious this is, their current budget now is $3.7 million. Now, remember, that doesn't cover all of the expenses of what they're going to be taking on. But the next requested budget for next year is about four times that amount.
Almost 12 million.
It's gone from 3.7.
So three times the amount, yeah.
Right. It's gone from 3.7 to about 12 million, 11,988. So The reason why I requested that we have a special meeting with this to go over this, so the public will have an opportunity to hear it all being presented, so that it, you know, it'll be better to be understood, and we're going to do that on the 25th, because this is new and different, and if you just look at these totals, it causes you to take a deep breath.
It did. Takes your breath away.
It sure
gasping.
Does. But what we're looking at,
what are we going to get for that? Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't mean that each individual taxpayer is going to be making up that difference.
Correct.
Because there's more people going into the pot to pay the money. So there's going to be presentations made by the fire chief, by the, of course, we've got somebody in charge of the fire district, and there's a board there, and that board's made up of not just people from Perry Clear Creek, but others as well. So they've all looked at this, and there'll be presentations made so the public can hear it, understand it, and see what changes would be made to their tax bill. And that's important for the public to all hear it, because the county council's the one who has the final vote on the budget. So we just want to make sure everybody understands. Don't want anybody coming, turn around, you know, a few months from now, they get a tax bill and they go, oh, well, no one told us.
Yeah,
we want to make sure everybody's aware.
So the county council will have the final say on the budget. Is the county council, are they able to reduce, argue, talk about, increase? How does that part of the system work?
Well, we cannot increase more than what has been at whatever the advertisement is, but we could reduce. So, because we are the defining vote, the other is just like the solid waste district. We're the deciding vote. So it's up to us to understand what we're voting on, and it's up to the public to pay attention so that they won't later say, you didn't tell us.
Right.
So that's the reason why we're going to have, like, on the 25th is our regular work session, and we're going to have this presented especially so that people will have an opportunity to take a good hard look at it in order to
Would one of the reasons you would shrink the budget is if you don't get the help from the other townships that you're hoping that you get from Van Buren, that shortfall, how would that, is that part of
it? It's the help we're hoping we're going to get from Bloomington Township. That's, you know, the Bloomington
Do we have to wait on the city budget for that to, are these connected?
No, Bloomington Township, remember that was the fire territory, and because it was a fire territory, the Bloomington Township received a great deal of extra income tax and other, so it is important to see if they're going to release any of that money, if they are, how much, and really what legally they can do. So this is big, but it's also, they have advisors looking at this and putting documents together for us to all look at so we can better understand it. But indeed, if everybody will come together and work together, this can work. And remember, it's not been that long ago, there was that huge fire out in Benton Township where I'm sure if that was your house burning down, you would understand how important this increased fire protection is. So, but we just, it's just a part of what we, of an obligation, the county council, all those of us who are just part-time, remember, we have to understand and review all this.
Yeah, you just can't rubber stamp it, absolutely.
Absolutely, we cannot. And so heads up to everybody to be watching for that. The other thing
Marty, what time on the 25th, just so people are aware?
Okay, that's 5:30.
5:30 for
regular,
the Zoom.
Right. Right. It'll be a Zoom meeting. Everybody just, you know, listen in. Let us know what your thoughts are, and help us make a decision that is best for everyone. And remember, there was a major push for this because people really wanted to be in control of their own fire protection and their own fire protection district and not to be pulled into the city, because if you're pulled into the city, then you had to follow a lot of other city rules and whatever, and people out in the rural areas didn't want this. So let's all just look at the big picture and see where we go from that.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawks, our guest this afternoon. She checks in every Wednesday, and as we do on Wednesdays. The commissioners get together this week yet, or where are we in the schedule of all these budget meetings?
They did. I'm thinking that they might also be a part of our meeting, our special meeting that we're calling for Monday, the 31st, for the Income Tax Council meeting. Now, the commissioners are not a voting member of the Income Tax Council. The voting members are the city council, the county council, Ellisville council, and Steinsville has representative, but they don't have a vote. And the reason why we're going to have this special meeting is because we, the county council, want to vote and have our votes counted, having to do with the distribution of that public safety tax for the fire departments. And remember,
okay, now we're talking about fire departments, not fire districts. So
yeah.
Go slow with me here. I get confused easily.
It's easy to get. This is very. It's like people say, "Wait a minute, what? You've changed on me again." But remember that we all pay an income tax for our public safety. It's called the public safety local income tax, and off of the top of that comes money for the central dispatch. And after that happens, then the local income tax council can give out grant dollars from the public safety tax out to the fire departments out in the rural areas. And they had the committee meeting. The committee decided not to do that. Now, the official vote by the city council has not taken place. It was just the committee. So our county council has decided we want to have our votes on record, that whatever it is, I can't tell you how they'll vote. I will just say that when we send the recommendation to the committee, the entire council voted on it and voted to approve it. So one would think that at this special meeting on the 31st, the entire council will confirm what their vote was at that time. This has been made a public notice so that the Ellisville Town Council can join us and make their views known at that time as well. The city council could as well. We don't know whether either of those will join us, but we put it in the public notice because we're up against a hard deadline to get that notice in the paper for us to be able to do it on the 31st. So they may join us or they may not, but there was a feeling amongst county council members that we wanted to get our vote on record for that. So that's going to happen on the 31st.
And that's everybody. So, yeah, that's just not a group. As you mentioned, those are individuals within the group, right?
Right. Each vote counts so much, a percent, at so much, a total 100%. So, and I'm going to switch phones here. Just a minute.
Take your time. Doing the old switcheroo live on the radio. That's why live radio is great. We get all kinds of funny things happen.
I'm sorry. I thought I'd grabbed the right phone, and I hadn't, but I've
reload.
Got the right one.
Good battery.
Yeah, right. So at any rate, I forget where I was now.
We were talking about the meeting coming up on the 31st and making sure we get everybody that they're going to get their vote on record so we can see what's going on.
Right, right. And I think that's That's real important. But, you know, it's important the city and county work together on different things. And one of the things we see coming up, and I noticed in the paper today, the discussion about how much the reduction in the income tax, the food and beverage tax is for the city. And they were talking about, you know, some hard choices there. But we're also receiving comments from people and email from people saying, look, it's saying it's going to be years before they can move forward with this project. And if indeed that's true, then why are we still collecting it? And is there still a movement for that? So I think that will probably be discussed amongst some, at least to see what we plan to do with that, because that's millions of dollars coming out of, you know, the general pocket of dollars.
Well, and the other part of that tax is going to be a little bit different is the idea that people downtown will spend it because they're coming to visit this new convention center and eat and drink and do all that. Well, those people aren't here, so it falls back onto those who are living here to fill those tax coffers until all of that is taken care of. So that is the interesting other side of that.
Right. People are saying, look, before they said it was going to be visitors. Well, you know, now we don't believe that's going to be so much the case. And in addition to which, we see that without having the football season, not only is that close and dear to our heart, but it also, having been in a restaurant business forever, that makes a big difference in your food and beverage tax revenue. But more to the point, it's a huge difference in the innkeeper's tax.
Exactly.
And that innkeeper's tax is how we pay for the debt we owe right now on our convention center, and to operate the convention center, you still have to pay utility bills and take care of the building and so forth. So you can't just say, well, that's gone. You still have to continue to maintain that budget. And remember that dollar amount gets split up with the Bureau, the Visitors Bureau as well. So that's a budget that's going to have to take some really heavy lifting for us to take a look at. So we're going to have a whole lot of different things to look at that we have to be cautious that we don't just get beside ourselves and think, well, we've got money this year, so we'll just spend it. And remember, when you put in place additional dollars for payroll or other things, that is ongoing, we'll not only have to pay it next year, but the year thereafter and the year thereafter.
Yes,
so
it's not a one-time bonus program. It's a addition to the rolls.
It is. And since we don't even have the numbers yet from our auditor what our revenue is going to be,
how can you make those decisions? Yeah.
If you don't know how much money you're going to have, what you're supposed to be doing. And remember, though, we were going to have like that budget, that special budget committee, and then they told us, no, you can't have that anymore. Remember?
Now I do, yes.
Yeah, so now we're not meeting, so we'll, you know, somebody's going to come up with those numbers. If it's not going to be us, it better be somebody.
Who is that somebody?
Well, I would assume it's going to be the auditor.
Okay.
I mean, where else is it going to come from?
I don't know. That's why I ask you.
Right,
that's why I have
right.
you on every Wednesday.
And there's, you know, there's people saying, we want more people, we want more hours, we want more money, we want more money. And if they all say that, where is all this more money going to come from? But I will say that I had a little bit of good news. I left it hearing good news from our highway department. That the revenue came in a little better than what they had thought it would be in this past month's revenue to operate a highway department. Remember,
that gas tax?
Paid for it. That's your gas tax and your sales tax from gas and from, you know, other taxes as well. You know, when you like the wheel tax comes in as well.
From registrations.
Pay for that. Right. So that, right now they're getting ready to pave Red Hill Road. They've been putting in the drainage pipes to assist before they start doing the paving. So every time we get good news, if there's going to be more revenue coming in there for that, from that gas tax, et cetera, to help operate the highway department, it really just means we're going to get to, you know, do more potholes and, you know, take care of that.
Well, the weather's nice enough. Let's go ahead and get those done while we can.
Right, because otherwise, when you hit it and you have a major car repair, you're going to be wishing somebody had filled that pothole.
That's right. And they're not, they don't accept the work orders down there at the county or the city if you hit a pothole. They just, it's not our problem. These things happen, right?
Right. So, anyway, I wanted to make sure that people understand that Friday is a deadline for if you want to run for school board.
I was going to mention
remember,
that, yes.
That is our biggest, even if you don't have somebody, you know, a child or a grandchild in the school system, if you just want to be a part of the educational system, and if you want to look at budgets, because remember
that's
that is the biggest tax in the county is for our school system. So
Friday by lunchtime, right?
Right. Get that done.
And then Marty will remind everybody as well, coming up on Tuesday next week is the special session. Well, not special, but you guys are going to be hearing about the fire territories and districts and all the names I can never get right. That's 5:30 on Tuesday on Zoom, correct?
On the 25th, yes.
Yes. A week.
I thought, oh, my goodness, is there another meeting?
No.
There's something.
No. You'll get them all figured.
That is a very important one. Let's not forget that. And remember also, for people who think that they can still do the early voting, absentee voting, that is not going to be available. And if you can't check off one of those boxes that says when it's you're over 65 or whatever.
Right, that's for the absentee, but early voting we will have plenty of opportunities to do.
Absolutely,
so.
And in the meantime, we are going to be using a part of the courthouse so they can do the separation of people for the people working all of the requests for registration forms and for ballots and whatever else they need to fill out.
Yeah, got to keep them separated.
Right, so we're still, the courthouse is still only open for by appointment only, and by the way, our tax sale is going to be done online. It's not going to be coming in and doing the bids right there at the courthouse. It's all going to be done online, so for people following along with that, make sure you contact the treasurer's office or the auditor's office to get the information. If you want to be a part of that.
All right, Marty, I think we covered all the bases. Get outside. You did. You hit it out of the park. Get outside and enjoy this perfectly sunny afternoon. It's not hot. It's just the sun feels good, and it feels a little bit like spring and fall, spring in late summer. Great job as always, and we'll get caught up with you next Wednesday after your meeting and see how everything went and see how everything is going.
Thank you. And remember, Saturday is the big red, white, and blue rally downtown to support law enforcement.
When is that? I had not heard about that.
Oh, it's going to be big.
Do they have a
Facebook
page or somewhere I can look at?
I think it's 5:36 at the courthouse.
In the afternoon, huh?
Yes. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be huge.
Well, excellent.
And
let's
so
hope that rain stays
great.
Away.
I'm sorry?
Let's hope the rain stays away that's in the forecast for Saturday.
Oh, let us hope so. Yes, because we want, so many of us really want to get out there and support and show our law enforcement that we care about them, we respect them, and we want to be on, you know, in their corner.
All right, well, that's coming up Saturday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. A 60% chance, so just a little bit better than 50-50. That's not 90 or 100, so we'll see how that works out. All right, Marty, full report next Wednesday.
Great. Thank you.